willingness to walk alone with God. Isaiah 51:2 says, "Look to Abraham, for I called him alone." Rotherham says, "For he was alone when I called him." Abraham was called a friend of God, James 2:23. This friendship with God called him to a place of being alone, for indeed, God had called him alone. God called Abraham, of course then named Abram, to Genesis 12:1, "Get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you." Man often has an affinity for groups, a longing to be a part of something. But being alone is the expected lot of those who would walk with God. We all naturally love and value the fellowship and companionship of others. But more often than not, God calls his own to walk on a solitary road with him. Walking with him requires a willingness to go alone if necessary. We must be willing to forego the many voices of comfort and encouragement, of appreciation and respect. He calls us away from the noise of all this into the quiet place of his love.